Einstein's demon. Albert Einstein was deeply disturbed by quantum physics' implication that there was no independently existing objective universe. He was not able to let go of his strong belief that an external objective world, independent of the perceiving subject, existed. To quote Einstein, "The belief in an external world, independent of the perceiving subject, is the basis of all natural science." Wheeler writes of Einstein, "Nothing made him more unhappy than the thought that the observer-participator has anything to do with the establishment of what one is accustomed to call reality." According to Abraham Pais, Einstein's biographer, the eminent physicist spoke about relativity with detachment, but the topic of quantum theory brought out his passion. Pais wrote, "The quantum was his demon." Einstein once said that quantum theory reminded him of the system of delusions of an exceedingly intelligent paranoiac, concocted of incoherent elements of thought. Along similar lines in 1911, referring to the inmates of an insane asylum near his office in Prague, Einstein is quoted as saying, "Those are the crazy people who are not working on quantum theory." Einstein was troubled by quantum theory's implication of the apparent role that the observer played in creating reality, feeling that it seemed incompatible with any reasonable idea of reality. In response, Bohr famously reflected back to Einstein, who he considered his leading spiritual sparring partner, that his concept of reality is too limited. We should question what it is in the way we think about the world that causes quantum behavior to be so troubling. Our being troubled is a result of the disparity between the way reality actually manifests itself and our ideas of what reality should be. Theoretical physicist N. David Meerman writes, "Experiments have now shown that what bothered Einstein is not a debatable point, but the observed behavior of the real world." Wheeler confesses that he is not troubled at all by what quantum theory is revealing. On the contrary, he feels that it is a perfectly marvelous feature of nature, and that it is just the way the world works. In his autobiography, Wheeler expresses that when he first learned as a student about quantum theory, it made him giddy, putting a gleam in his eye. And at the time of the writing of his life story when he was in his 80s, it still does. From his autobiography, we learn that when Wheeler becomes thoroughly relaxed, his scientific thinking is likely to be almost subliminal. He refers to the dreamer in me with reference to his approach to how he thinks about nature. In talking about his initial insights into the quantum realm when he was younger, he writes, "It has the purity of my early dreaming." It gets my attention that Wheeler is connecting his insights into quantum physics with the art of dreaming. Wheeler writes, "I have never been too busy to dream. Dreaming provides necessary sustenance for my brain, as nourishing as any calculation." From a physicist such as Wheeler, this is high praise indeed. Wheeler readily admits, "I have not been able to stop puzzling over the riddle of existence." He has spent his life trying to find the fundamental laws upon which everything is built, what he calls deep, happy mysteries. Being open and not entrenched in a fixed viewpoint, he confesses that he wakes up every morning, and in addition to appreciating the miracle that is life, he is always ready to change his views completely. He writes in his autobiography, "There are many modes of thinking about the world around us and our place in it. I like to consider all the angles from which we might gain perspective on our amazing universe and the nature of existence." Wheeler's all-angles/omni-perspectival approach to exploring the nature of the universe is an expression of his realization that the particular reality that humans experience is always and inescapably perspective-based. Our experience is limited and conditioned by whatever perspective we happen to be viewing reality from at any given moment. Wheeler's openness to try on and learn from as many perspectives as possible is in the service of gaining the most comprehensive understanding of the vast and multifaceted richness of that mystery of mysteries that we call reality. Wheeler confesses in his autobiography to have a distaste for what he calls the herd instinct that every so often grips physicists as they collectively subscribe to the currently accepted view of reality. Wheeler writes, "When I see a herd running one way, I like to march another way." From his personal writings, it is clear that Wheeler related to physics as a sort of treasure. In his words, "sitting hidden in the back of my mind," which, when it emerged into consciousness, helped him find his calling in life. May we all, in our own way, be so lucky or blessed.